Welcome to day 70 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and I'm so excited because today we are launching into the book of Deuteronomy. This is the fifth book of the Bible, the fifth of the five books of Moses, and it is rich for us with beautiful admonitions from the Lord through Moses on many levels. This book is, you could say, Moses' farewell to the people of Israel, because as we begin Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses is 120 years old. The people of Israel have been in that wilderness for 40 years. They are standing on the brink of going into the promised land, and Moses' death is at hand, and they are about to move forward under the new leadership of Joshua, the man that Moses was directed by God to pass on his mantle to at the very end of our last chapter. So today we will move into this new book, and the book of Deuteronomy is actually a recounting of the history of what has happened since they left Egypt. He is telling the Israelites as he stands there with this farewell address that they have to remember what God has done for the people of Israel, even though the majority of these people were not born before they entered the wilderness. Most of them had been born after or within the wilderness period. As you'll remember, all those who had come out of Egypt, except for Joshua and Caleb, were dead because the Lord would not allow them to go into the promised land. So this is the next generation. And they were, most of them were not there when the Lord gave the commandments on the Mount Sinai to Moses for the people. Or if they were alive, they were small children. So they need the total history being recounted to them. And Moses does this in the book of Deuteronomy. He emphasizes God's faithfulness to the people, and he emphasizes the need for the people of Israel to be obedient and faithful and to the Lord. So it's a book of urgency, because Moses knows these are his last words he's going to be able to speak to the people, and he's urging them to be faithful to the faithful God who has carried them this far and is now going to bring them into the promised land. And the fascinating thing about the book of Deuteronomy to me is that Jesus himself quoted most often from the book of Deuteronomy. In fact, when Satan confronted Jesus in the wilderness and was trying to tempt him, all of Jesus's answers where he quoted scripture to the devil himself all came from the book of Deuteronomy. So this is a powerful book, and it's rich with meaning for us as New Testament believers. And you could say that the entire book of Deuteronomy is summed up when Moses makes this precious declaration in the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, and he says this: I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. So this is a powerful summation of the content of the book of Deuteronomy. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I believe that you'll mine great treasure out of this book as we proceed through it. So we're beginning in Deuteronomy chapter 1 from the Amplified Translation, starting at verse 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel, still on the east side of the Jordan River, in the wilderness, in the Arabah, the deep valley running north and south from the eastern arm of the Red Sea to beyond the Dead Sea, over near Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is only 11 days' journey from Horeb, by the way of Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea on Canaan's border. Yet Israel took 40 years to get beyond it. And in the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the Israelites according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment to them. after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth and Edrei, beyond, east of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us in Horeb, 'You have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Turn and take up your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the south, the Negev, and on the coast, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their descendants after them. I said to you at that time, I am not able to bear you alone. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of the heaven for multitude. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I bear alone the weariness and pressure and burden of you and your strife? Choose wise, understanding, experienced, and respected men according to your tribes, and I will make them heads over you.' And you answered me, 'The thing which you have spoken is good for us to do.' So I took the heads of your tribes, wise, experienced, and respected men, and made them heads over you, commanders of thousands and hundreds and fifties and tens, and officers according to your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, 'Hear the cases between your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother, or the stranger or sojourner who is with him. You shall not be partial in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for judgment is God's. And the case that is too hard for you, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things that you should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all the great and terrible wilderness which you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, 'You have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God gives us. Behold, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has said to you. Fear not, neither be dismayed.' Then you all came near to me and said, 'Let us send men before us, that they may search out the land for us and bring us word again by what way we should go up and the cities into which we shall come.' The thing pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one for each tribe. And they turned and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us and brought us word again and said, 'It is a good land which the Lord our God gives us.' Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. You were peevish and discontented in your tents and said, 'Because the Lord hated us, he brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. To what are we going up? Our brethren have made our hearts melt, saying, "The people are bigger and taller than we are. The cities are great and fortified to the heavens. And moreover, we have seen the giant-like sons of the Anakim there." Then I said to you, "Dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you have seen how the Lord your God bore you as a man carries his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet In spite of this word, you did not believe, trust, rely on, and remain steadfast to the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place to pitch your tents, in fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. And the Lord heard your words and was angered, and he swore, not one of these men of this evil generation shall see that good land which I swore to give to your fathers, except Joshua, of course, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and to his children I will give the land upon which he has walked, because he has wholly followed the Lord. The Lord was angry with me also for your sakes, and said, you shall not enter Canaan. But Joshua, son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall enter there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, whom you said would become a prey, and your children, who at this time cannot discern between good and evil, they shall enter Canaan. And to them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you said to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight as the Lord our God commanded us. And you girded on every man his battle weapons and thought it was a simple matter to go up into the hill country. And the Lord said to me, say to them, do not go up or fight, for I am not among you, lest you be dangerously hurt by your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and were presumptuous, and went up into the hill country. Then the Amorites who lived in that hill country came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and struck you down in Seir as far as Hormah. And you returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not heed your voice or listen to you. So you remained in Kadesh. Many days you remained there. Chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord directed me, and for many days we journeyed around Mount Seir. And the Lord spoke to me, Moses, saying, you have roamed around this mountain country long enough. Turn northward and command the Israelites, you are to pass through the territory of your kinsmen, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, so watch yourselves carefully. Do not provoke or stir them up, for I will not give you of their land. No, not enough for the sole of your foot to tread on, for I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You shall buy food from them for money that you may eat, and you shall buy water from them for money that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we passed on from our brethren, the sons of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, away from the Arabah wilderness, and from Elath, and from Ezion Geber. We turned and went by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said to me, do not trouble or assault Moab or contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the sons of Lot for a possession. The Emim dwelt there in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakim. These are also known as Rephaim, of giant stature, and as are the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emim. The Horites also formerly lived in Seir, but the sons of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did to the land of their possession which the Lord gave to them. Now rise up and go over the brook Zered. So we went over the brook Zered, and the time from our leaving Kadesh Barnea until we came over the brook Zered was 38 years, until the whole generation of the men of war had perished from the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them. Moreover, the hand of the Lord was against them to exterminate them from the midst of the camp until they were all gone. So when all the men of war had died from among the people, the Lord spoke to me, Moses, saying, you are this day to pass through Ar, the border of Moab. But when you come near the territory of the sons of Ammon, do not trouble or assault them or provoke them or stir them up. For I will not give you any of the land of the Ammonites for a possession, because I have given it to the sons of Lot for a possession. That also is known as a land of Rephaim, of giant stature. Rephaim dwelt there formerly, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumin, a great people and many and tall as the Anakim. But the Lord destroyed them before Ammon, and they dispossessed them and settled in their stead, as he did for the sons of Esau who dwell in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, and they dispossessed them and settled in their stead even to this day. As for the Avim, who dwelt in villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the valley of Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the peoples who are under the whole heavens, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. So I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, let me pass through your land. I will only go by the road, turning aside neither to the right nor to the left. You shall sell me food to eat and sell me water to drink. Only let me walk through, as the sons of Esau who dwell in Seir and the Moabites who dwell in Ar did for me, until I go over the Jordan into the land which the Lord our God gives us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might give him into your hand as at this day. And the Lord said to me, Moses, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to take possession, that you may succeed him and occupy his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord our God gave him over to us, and we defeated him and his sons and all his people. At the same time, we took all his cities and utterly destroyed every city, men, women, and children. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took as booty for ourselves, and the spoils of the city which we captured. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon Valley, and from the city that is in the valley as far as Gilead, there was no city too high and strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all to us. Only you did not go near the land of the Ammonites, that is, to any bank of the river Jabbok and the cities of the hill country, and wherever the Lord our God had forbidden us. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we are embarking on this book of Deuteronomy, where Moses is giving his farewell address to the people. And in these first two chapters, we find Moses recounting to the Israelites what has happened to them since they left Egypt. And his purpose here is very plain. Moses wants the people of Israel to keep in their remembrance all that God had done. In verse 31, he says in Deuteronomy 1, in the wilderness where you have seen how the Lord your God bore you, as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in spite of this word, you did not believe, trust, rely on, and remain steadfast to the Lord your God. So he is trying to urge them to remember how God has literally carried them and to put his trust in them for the future. Moses knows that they are about to enter into a new land with new battles new enemies, new trials, new challenges in order for them to take possession of the promised land. It is the same for us today. God wants you to take new territory in your life. He wants you to make new progress in your life, in your family. He wants you to have victories, spiritual victories, financial victories, family victories, victories in your health, every area of your life. But to take that kind of ground, there's always a battle. There's always an enemy. And Moses here is trying to encourage the people because he knows what they're about to face. And he's trying to get them to remember how God helped them in the past so that when they face new enemies and new trials and new situations they have never encountered before, they will remember how the Lord has carried them as a man carries a son until they had gotten to that point. And I believe that this is a word for us today because all of us, regardless of where you are in your walk with the Lord, you will face battles, you will face difficulties, you'll face challenges in order for you to get to the next level of victory and conquest, so to speak, in the promised land that God has for you, where you're taking new territory, you're getting new places of victory in your life. But if you don't remember what God's done for you in the past to bring you to this point, it will be easy to become discouraged when you face a new enemy or a new battle, and you will be very tempted to just give up and say, why did we ever leave Egypt, which is exactly what happened with the Israelites. In Psalm 78, and it is one of the psalms that's attributed to Moses because it is a recounting also of what happened in the wilderness with the children of Israel. And so much of it refers to the wonders that God did for them, how he divided the Red Sea, caused them to pass through it, and was a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night, how he split the rocks open in the wilderness and gave them water to drink, and so many recountings. And yet it goes on to say that yet they still went on to sin against him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And we get a clue here out of Psalm 78 about what was happening in the wilderness experience that we've been reading about, because it says that they didn't remember what God had done for them. They didn't remember, in spite of all this, they didn't remember the wondrous works that he had done. They remembered not the miracles of the working of his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy and how he wrought miracles in Egypt and all of that. So we are given a clue as to how a person who has experienced God's mercy and grace and help and favor in the past can become discouraged when they face a new enemy. And the key is they remembered not. They forgot the series of miracles they'd already seen. And so for us as believers who are fighting the battle of faith every day to walk with the Lord at a higher level, to see victories in your life, in your health, and in your finances, and in your family, and trying to apply the Word of God and the blood of Jesus over those situations so you can walk in victory, a key for you and a key for me to not become discouraged when you're up against a new battle is that you remember what God has done in the past, that you recount it, literally recount it in your mind. I have had many situations in our ministry over the years where we've been trying to fight the good fight of faith, to have enough finances to keep our orphanage in Tanzania functioning and the children fed and the school fees paid and all the different battles that we have had to face with that situation. And I have had many a time where things looked very bleak, where the situation looked impossible, and it looked like we're going to have to close the place down because of the battle that was against us, say in the financial area or in the government area. There's been many situations we have faced over the years. And the Lord would prompt me to pray in a way that is a prayer of faith, not of desperation, instead to pray recounting the good things the Lord had already done, the miracles I had already seen, the deliverances He had already wrought for us. And I would pray, Lord, I remember when You did this and You did that and You delivered us here and You provided for us there and You set us free in this situation and You provided miraculously at the last minute in this situation. And I would pray that way, telling the Lord, I remember the miracles You've done. I remember how You helped us. I remember how You pulled us out of that situation at the last minute, how You brought a miracle for us, how You provided for the children. And I would remember and recount to the Lord, not only to myself, but to the Lord. And I tell you, it pleases God when you remember the things He has done for you in the past, because His condemnation of the Israelites right here in Psalm 78 was they remembered not the miracles of the working of His hand, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy. I don't want God to be able to say that about me. She remembered not all the miracles I did for her, and here she's complaining and whining and giving up and becoming discouraged. I don't want that to be said over my life, and I don't want that to ever be the condition of my heart. And so here in Deuteronomy, we are getting this clear message from Moses to the Israelites, and today from the Lord to you and to me, that we are to remember the miracles, the provision, the deliverances, how God helped us, the favor that He showed us, how He came through for us. We remember those things, and for those things we give thanks and we give praise. And when you do that, it's impossible to become discouraged about a current problem. If you find yourself in a situation that looks impossible, then go back and literally make a list from the first time you came to know God and onward, or from the time you know God saved you when you weren't even saved and He spared your life. But begin to make a list of all the things God has done for you, because as you do that, your faith will rise. As you do that, fear will flee. As you do that, courage will come. Discouragement will have no place in your heart. As you do that, you put yourself in a spiritual position to be able to thank God and worship God and pray in faith instead of in fear. And that's the prayer God will answer. That's the time when God is able to move on your behalf. So I want to encourage you today to do that. This was a failing of the children of Israel that Moses pointed out here. And he was trying to have this new generation not fall into the same sin that their fathers had fallen into, where they quickly forgot what God had done, quickly descended into a negative mindset, negative speaking. They descended into fearful wonderings about the future instead of remembering how God has been so powerful on their behalf and how He no doubt will do it again. But instead, they started this downward spiral of forgetting and then complaining and then getting fearful and then having their courage taken away, which is what discouragement is. It's when your courage is taken away. You've received a spirit of discouragement, and then you can't move forward. You can't believe God. You can't pray in faith from that position. So do this today. Make a list of things you know God has done for you. Keep it in a journal so that when you're struggling with a new giant looming in on the horizon, you can take that list and say, you know what, devil, be quiet, because God has done these things for me in the past. You begin to read that list to the devil, to yourself, to God Himself, and say, I remember what God has done. And I tell you, that will bring you into a place of courage rising up. It'll bring you into a place of hope arising in your heart. It'll bring you to a place of faith where you can then turn to the Lord, pray in faith. Thank You. You did this before. I know You're going to do it again. So God bless you. I encourage you to take that up. That's a powerful tool in your spiritual arsenal, and it will bring a blessing to your life. Have a great day. And don't forget, send me an email at info@myeverydaybible.com. I would love to hear from you. Hope you're with me tomorrow as we continue in the book of Deuteronomy.